1강 유형 기출 맛보기
Assertiveness may seem to some people to be uncharacteristic of counselors. If your picture of a counselor is someone who never disagrees, always goes along, wants everything to be nice all the time, and only does what other people want him or her to do, this is not a picture of an assertive counselor. Being assertive does not have to mean being disagreeable. Being a counselor does not mean that you should simply be silent when someone tells a racist joke. An assertive counselor would find a way to call that person's attention to the fact that the joke is racist, explaining how it offended the hearer, and suggesting ways similar jokes could be avoided. Being assertive is a highly developed skill. It should fit nicely in the counselor's repertoire of techniques. Read and apply.
1. When it comes to fighting diseases, a vegetarian diet can provide potent protection. Numerous research studies have shown that a diet rich in plant foods, such as whole grains, fruits, vegetables, nuts, and beans, can help lower the risk of obesity, heart disease, high blood pressure, diabetes, and certain cancers. However, a limited and unvaried vegetarian diet can create a whole different set of medical problems. A daily diet of only rice and vegetables may be vegetarian, but it is far from being a healthy and balanced diet. When meat, fish, poultry, dairy, and eggs are missing from your diet, several important nutrients could also be missing. For this reason, it's important to make sure that you consume adequate amounts of protein, iron, zinc, calcium, and vitamins.
Two. We often feel resentful about the many responsibilities we have in daily life. However, it is easy to remember all the chores that we do while easily forgetting all the things that our family members do. How self-centered! It is impossible to feel happy and contented while keeping score of every little chore. Keeping score only busies your mind with thoughts about who does what chores and who does more chores. You will be a far more joyful person if you think, "I took the garbage out. Thanks to me, someone else in my family has one less thing to do." Then, if you think, "Whose turn is it to take out the trash? Not mine." Actual reading.
1. Everyone would agree that it is important for our handwriting to be readable. However, the most important thing is not the quality of the letters one makes, but how easily one makes them. That is because the less you have to concentrate on your handwriting, the more you can focus on crafting a clear and logical message. Simply glance at the handwritten manuscripts of some of the world's greatest writers, and you will see that there is not always a link between the quality of handwriting and the quality of thought. So rather than forcing children to write page after page of handwriting exercises, perhaps their time would better be spent on finding their own style of handwriting.
Two. It would seem logical to believe that every human athletic record will eventually reach its limit. However, when we examine the average annual time of the men's 100-meter dash in the Olympics and World Championships, it becomes clear that there has been steady progress since 1956. The advancements currently being made by today's athletes show no signs of leveling off. It seems as though a limit must eventually be reached, but it is also clear that records will continue to be broken for at least the next several decades. Usain Bolt's surprisingly fast time in the 100-meter dash in 2008, for example, demonstrates that there is still room for significant improvement as athletes continue to benefit from more rigorous training techniques and more advanced equipment technology. These developments are continuing to help athletes become faster and stronger than ever before.
Three. While illness in developing countries is a huge problem, the pharmaceutical industry spends very little money on developing medicines for diseases in these areas. The reason for this is simple economics. Businesses need to make products that customers are willing and able to buy. But since people in developing countries who suffer from diseases tend to live in poverty, the market for drugs to treat those diseases is very small. Leaving diseases untreated affects both individuals and society as a whole. Therefore, the fundamental economic problem of how to develop a product for an unprofitable market must be overcome. Fortunately, when businesses and governments work together, these diseases can be successfully treated, and companies can receive compensation. The faster this collaboration takes place, the faster we can help those in need.